And I'm joined on the line now by Barbara James. Good morning.
Hello,
Barbara.
John, how are you doing?
How are you this morning?
Oh, this is great. I've got Brian Gormley here, who's an absolutely fantastic artist from America, who's involved in producing a book with Michael Carter on Bullet's Head. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Very good morning to you. Thank you.
And what's this book really about?
Well, it's about inspiration, you know, of everything that Ireland has to offer, the poetry, the landscape, the people, and the adventure. I mean, this country is, there's a real buzz about this country the last 12 months. I mean, there's such a resurgence here in collaboration. I mean, a lot of kids this day have never held a book in their hand. I mean, they just see things on Kindle or Google. They've actually never touched a page. And the country is actually manageable enough where you can revitalize these things, because between every pub there's a bookstore, and the literary tradition is so alive here in Ireland. I mean, there's people in America who never heard of James Joyce or you know, Ulysses or any of that stuff, and it's still there to be discovered. An artist can only really be a link in a chain. And I'm here, the part of this collaborative thing is when you leave room for somebody else. In this day and age, everyone is so selfish. And when you collaborate, you bring different resources together and into like a beautiful, you know, bouquet. And, you know, elements from Joyce, elements from, you know, Rembrandt, the Skellies, the country, from, you know, Charlie Chaplin, to just the multiplicity of imagery and layering in this country is just absolutely phenomenal. And I actually want to give Ireland back to Ireland to really show this is great, great country here, and the resources are incredible. And if everyone pulls together and sees the greatness we have, there'd be a lot less hatred and violence. I mean, art is, you know, life against death. And the more sensitive people are, maybe we just stop, you know, killing each other for a change.
That's fantastic. And also, there is a connection with Kilrinnick for this book.
Well, this came under, you know, the blanket of Noel Campbell Sharp, who does, I said, she should be on a postage stamp in Ireland. I mean, she's done more for this country. She gives artists from all over the world an equal footing, you know, have a place to go, have a retreat to think about life and see the great beauty of this country. And rather than seeing it on a tour bus, they actually go and live in they talk about going green now. I mean, she did this before it was on the map, recycling. I mean, we just come up with these buzzwords, and every 30 years, a new crop of suckers believes it. But she's done amazing things, and the bureaucracy doesn't like it because it doesn't go through a lot of the channels. Bureaucracy kills art. It kills the spontaneity. By the time you talk about it and go through these grants, blah, 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 the original idea is distilled. It's watered down. It's not the hard stuff.
Absolutely fantastic. What did you think of Kilrinnick? You must have been there.
Oh, I've been there 5 or 6 times, and it's still a magic place. It's a place, it's in my mind. It goes wherever, you can leave Kilrinnick, but Kilrinnick never really ever leaves you. Like in Ireland, you carry it around. Like Joyce, when he went to Switzerland, he carried the country with him. I, you know, had to leave America to almost to be discovered here, to go back to say what a great country. This whole cycle. In America, we become so obtusely homogenized. We really can't see what's right in front of us. Ireland, everyone can be seen and heard, and it's manageable, and it's not overcrowded. New York, you're there for 30 years. You think you're involved in everything. At the end of the day, you weren't involved in anything. Here in Ireland, it's not like that. Time slows down. There's a pace. There's, you know, a rhythm here that it's a magical country.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, tell us about your illustrations. They're beautiful.
Well, I went back. Ireland has kind of, I see it as a resurgence in etching. You know, it was in England with the English etchers, then it went to France, you know, in the 40s, actually the 30s. Now, Ireland, there's 4 or 5 great quality of printmaking here. It's just kind of settled in Ireland, and it's a craft. I mean, it's, you know, in America, everyone's doing digital prints and, you know, wanting to go to Yale and blah, blah, blah. But here, I mean, the craftsmanship and the small additions, you know, people made by hand and, you know, and limited number, that's what's going to save the world. Small groups of people doing great quality things. I mean, millions of people eat at McDonald's, but it's no good. I mean, cutting down rainforests, I mean, to buy cheap hamburgers for America, it's absurd on any level. And the money that's spent on campaign contributions, I mean, that's anyone that has a thinking, feeling mind, all these billions of dollars to have these two monkeys, you know, banter about, who are actually controlled by the people that put them into power, it's totally absurd.
Well, Brian, that's absolutely fantastic. Now, I saw the book, and I think it's a very, very, very beautifully produced and illustrated book with fantastic poetry. And you presented one the other week to the National Library of Ireland.
Yes, I mean, I thought that, I mean, Ireland's been so good to me and inspired me and constantly is, that I wanted to, rather than have, you know, some collector buy this book, I decide to donate it to the National Library, cut the BS out, and give the best I have to the country. And they received it. If in America, if you did a great thing on New York and wanted to present it to the New York Public Library, they'd laugh at you. You wouldn't even, I mean, there's so many other agendas ahead of yours, and special, it's all about special interest. Here, yes, there's special interest, but it hasn't crept into everything. It's you can still be seen and heard, which is very important.
Brian Gormley, artist, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Over to you, John.
Okay, Barbara, thank you very much for that. It's very nice hearing some very positive views about Ireland.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Okay. I'll talk to you again next week, Barbara.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.